Hello, I'm Andrew Richardson, and this is the fifth of my trauma release audios. This audio will guide you through what you can do to release yourself from all your strong memories of a previous depression. For, as perhaps you know, a depression can sometimes be almost unendurable. My clients talk of overwhelming feelings of panic, fear, or dread that they just cannot escape from. In any event, the experience can itself create a trauma memory. And if you feel that you are sinking again into a depression, then the vivid and uncontrollable memories of an earlier depression, normally the first time, can easily precipitate and exacerbate your current low mood, exhaustion, and hopelessness. If this makes sense to you and the memories of earlier depressions are strong, then in this audio, I will be guiding you through the standard rewind method to clear this memory from the flight and fight part of your brain. So what I want you to do in a moment is to pause this audio so that you can activate the earlier depression memory. What do I mean by this is that you go back to the memory and begin to see it in your mind's eye as a video clip perhaps, clear and visual, and that as you do this, you feel the feelings of that depression right now. Probably not with full intensity, but perhaps 50% or even 60% or 70% intensity. And if you find you cannot activate the emotion, or only to a small degree, say 20%, or that the memory is more about feelings and lacks precision, well, that is okay. No harm can come from carrying on, and you can be curious to notice what has changed when we are finished. If there seems to be strong emotions around through the rewind, then you can always just stop. And so pause now if you need to, and when the memory is activated, then start this audio once again. So you can begin to relax your body. If your eyes are not already closed, just close them gently now and begin to think about how your feet feel. Perhaps you can remember how they feel at the end of a long day when you finally get a chance to take the weight off your feet, resting those legs and feelings, all the muscles begin to relax. Starting with your toes, letting them loosen and wiggle a little so that the feet can completely relax, and then that relaxing effect can begin to spread like a wave of relaxation through your ankles and into your legs, softening and smoothing out those muscles. And as that wave of relaxation travels up to the very top of your legs, I don't know whether those legs will be feeling lighter or heavier, or whether you feel a completely different sensation, now or later. And that wave of relaxation continues to travel right up into your body, from your legs, into your lower back, so that all the muscles in your lower back just let go. You are letting the spine gently uncurl all the way up the back, from the lower back to the middle back and right to the top of the back, and spreading out across your shoulders, unlocking any tension before that wave of relaxation sweeps down into the arms, into your arms, all the way down through your elbows and further down through the wrists and into your hands, right to the tips of your fingers. Then that relaxing effect between those shoulders can send another wave of relaxation into the back of your neck, softening all those muscles as you go all the way up, right to the back of your head and over the top of your head and down onto your forehead, smoothing it out, and over your face to your cheeks and around the jaw, loosening all those muscles so that the teeth are slightly apart. Then sweeping down the neck, down the front of your body and into those lungs, so you can breathe nice and steadily, a little more deeply, a little more slowly, at the rate that feels just right and comfortable and soothing. And then that wave of relaxation can move down into the stomach, and any little knots of tension simply melt away before that wave of relaxation continues to move down and into those legs, through your knees and down through your ankles and into your feet, right to the tips of your toes. And you can sense that a gentle wave of relaxation that continue to circulate around your entire body while the mind begins to go on a journey. Imagine that you are going down to a very special space. It is a room or a space where you will feel safe and calm and ready to open up to depression memories so that they can be cleared and made harmless. I wonder how familiar will be this room by now. And as you begin to imagine being there, I will count down from 10 to 1, beginning now with 10, and just drifting away from the here and now to 9, relaxing deeper and deeper, to 8, just letting any unwanted sounds fade away into the background. 7, with the here and now left far behind you. And 6, halfway between here and now. 5, preparing all the senses in the body so that they are ready to experience that place. 4, and that calm and relaxing and peaceful place beginning to appear all around you. 3, getting closer and closer, relaxing deeper and deeper. And 2, almost there, and anticipating the feeling of finally arriving. 1, now in your very own special place, and noticing the qualities of that place. Is the room large and light, or smaller and cozy? What colours can you see on the walls and the floor? How familiar are you choosing to make this special place? What objects are around in there? Pictures, shapes, ornaments, and how much are they calming you right down? Taking a deep breath in through the nose, thinking about what you can smell and breathing out slowly as you imagine relaxing deeper and deeper. And as you enjoy relaxing there, it is as if time itself is slowing right down, giving you all the time in the world to enjoy a deep and relaxing rest. Now you are relaxing deeply in this special place, and it can feel almost like being in a dream, except that this is a dream that you can be in control of as you tune into the sound of my voice, and together we can prepare to enter the next stage. And you see a tabletop, and on this table there is a DVD. And as you look at it, you know that it contains the emotion of those previous depression memories to be removed and got rid of. And you are picking up the DVD and walking to the TV in the corner and putting the DVD in the recorder underneath the TV. And you are holding a remote control. Now imagine what it would be like if you could actually separate out from yourself and float a few feet to the side, floating sideways, and then stopping and turning to look at your body over there. And you can notice that although you can see yourself from the side, the video screen itself is now out of sight. And as you look at yourself over there, sitting calmly in front of that screen, you can see yourself pressing the play button on the machine. And although you cannot see what's being played on the screen from where you are, you know what is being played. Through from the beginning, middle, and to the end of the depression memory. And you will just know when the recording has come to an end, and if then you can float back into your body, and if you haven't already, press the pause button now. I will wait a few seconds while you do this. Now imagine what would happen if you press the fast rewind button on that recording so that you watch the whole of that scene going backwards from the very end back to the beginning. Imagine pressing that fast rewind button now, and then you can see and hear everything going backwards on the screen, watching it from the very end all the way back from the end to the middle, all the way through the middle, and from the middle right the way back to the very beginning. And when you reach the very beginning, just imagine pressing that pause button at the very beginning so that everything goes completely still. I will be quiet for a moment while you do that. Imagine now pressing the fast forward button so that you watch everything going forwards very quickly from the very beginning, and from the beginning to the middle, all the way through the middle and right to the very end. And as you come to the very end, imagine pressing that pause button so that the picture goes completely still. Look at that picture for a few moments at the very end of that recording, after the repression has passed and you feel calm and relaxed. I will be silent for a moment while you do that. Now, imagine floating into the screen. Be in your body there, in the screen, as you relive that experience as it goes backwards. All the actions and all the sounds until you are right back to the very beginning. It's a strange thing to do, but you will find a way to do that that really is right for you. You will trust the process. I'll be silent again for a few moments. Now, imagine seeing yourself floating out of your body and back through the TV screen and into your own body, watching that recording. And look at that still picture for a few moments. Now you can do it all again and a number of times until you really begin to sense that the depression emotion is fading and changing and becoming ordinary. Into the screen you are, in your body, as the depression memory goes backwards and then out of the screen and watching it playing through quickly. You know what to do, and I will be quiet for a minute or so. And now you can press that stop button so that the screen goes completely blank. Now there is another button you can press to erase that recording. Press that button now. And while that recording is being erased, imagine how your life will change when you have completely broken through that depression memory. What might be changing? And how will you know that there is change? And how quickly will you be aware of the changes? in the next few hours perhaps, or in the next day or so. In a few moments I will count back and you will very gently follow my voice back to the here and now, as if you are gently awakening from a deep restful sleep, and as you become more aware of the here and now, you will keep those eyes gently closed right until I reach one, when you will be able to open these eyes gently and in your own time. So beginning now, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And just opening your eyes now in your own time. That's right. So do allow yourself enough time to ensure that you are fully awake and alert. And if you like, you can do some gentle stretching exercises. And do play this audio again if another depression-linked memory is coming up and you want to get rid of that emotion. Thank you.